Masechtas Trumas, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah discussed cases where Truma fell into Chulin and different combinations with either the Truma or the Chulin being Tameh or Tahar. In cases where there was not enough Chulin to nullify the Truma, it wasn't 100 times to 1. Mishnah Beis, Gimel, Dalet, continue discussing other combinations of Truma and Chulin, where it's Tahira and Tamea, different combinations where some are Tahara, some are Tame, where there is enough of a ratio to nullify it. So Mishnah Beis, Sa'at Truma, Tamea, Shanafu, Tzich, Mea, Chulin, Tahirin. If you have one Sa'at Truma, Tamea, so it's Tame Truma that fell into 100 parts of Chulin, Tahirin. So here you have enough parts Chulin, 100 times the Truma, to nullify it, but the Truma is Tame and the Chulin is Tar. So what's done over here? Rebbe Eliezer says, Teirim v'tisarif. He should separate one part out of the 101, which is the normal process done when you nullify the Truma and the Chulin. You separate one part and you designate that's going to be in place of the Truma that fell in. But that one part that he separates, Tisar, if it needs to be burnt and destroyed, and it's treated as if it's Tamei Truma, even though the Tamei Truma is nullified in the mix, but the one part that he separates, he treats it as Tamei Truma, and he burns it. Shani Aymar, Sash Anafla, he Sash also. Because I'm going to say, we look at it, that the one saw that he picks, that fell into it, that's the one that he pulled out, and he treats it as Tamei Truma. Even though usually a kain is allowed to use Tamei Truma for fuel, he can't eat it, but he can use it as fuel. But over here, they are more stringent, so that the kain shouldn't believe that he's allowed to eat it because the Tamei Truma became nullified. So they're more stringent. They required it to be burnt over here and not benefit from it at all. That's the first opinion, the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, that says that we treat it as Truma Tamei. The Chachamim say, Tala, v'tiacha Tala, it becomes nullified, and he pulls out one part out of the 101, and he's allowed to eat it, as if it's Tahira, but he needs to take the precaution that it shouldn't become Tameh. And this was precautions that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah, v'tiacha l'nekudah meklayis, he should eat the other parts, the 100 other parts that he's allowed to eat, he should eat that dried or toasted, but he shouldn't knead it with water because that'll make it hukshul lekabel tumah, prepared to receive tumah when it gets wet with water. So he should eat it in a dried fashion, the 100 parts of chulin. Ay tilesh b'mei peris, or he could knead it with fruit juice, which is not like water, does not make the produce susceptible to receive tumah. Ay teschalak l'isas kedei shaloi yehei b'makam echad kebeya. Or he should divide the dough into portions that are, there's not an eggs volume portion in one place. And this is because you need an eggs volume portion of tamei produce in order to be able to transmit the tuma to other food. And by keeping the portion small, then that will prevent any spread of the tuma. So he's going to eat the 100 parts of chulin in one of these methods to prevent further spread of the tuma. Mishnah Gimel now speaks of a different combination. Sa Truma Tahira Shanafla Lamea Chulin Tmein. Here it was Truma Tahira, one part Truma Tahira that fell into 100 parts Chulin Tmein, Tame Chulin. So the Mishnah says, this is more simple, Tala, it is nullified, the 100 parts, nullify the one part Truma. And he has to eat the 100 parts in a fashion that will prevent the spread of tumah to that one part truma that's somewhere inside of it. V'te'acha on the kudah meklayis, he should eat it either dried or toasted, but not with kneading it with water, because that will make it hukshul lekabel tumah. Aitilish b'meperis, or he should knead it with fruit juice, which does not make it hukshul lekabel tumah. Aitischalak le'isais kedei shalo yehei b'makam echad kebea, or you should divide the portions of the dough into portions smaller than a kebeah, eggs volume, because then the tamei produce will not have enough volume to transmit the tumah to another part, so I'll have to eat the 100 parts in one of these fashions to prevent the spread of the tumah.